Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, an extra special thank you for that. And we don't care where you are. We don't care how you're listening. We don't care when you're listening. We're just glad you're here. And I think you're going to be glad you're here, too, because Mike Stewart's in the building, so to speak. Mike is the president of Stewart & Stewart Incorporated. He's the author of Close More Sales. He's one of our top minds in the Brain Trust when it comes to accomplishing our business goals, especially in the area of selling. And I think he's got something on his mind today that that you're going to like hearing about. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. I know that you are not only are involved in mastermind groups, professional development type groups, but you are a strong proponent of them for your clients, aren't you?
Absolutely. Jim,
tell us,
I really
in
am.
In case anybody's listening who doesn't know anything about, has never heard about or contemplated a professional development organization, a mastermind, there are a number of other groups across the country. They have a number of different names, tab boards. There's a few others that are out there, mastermind. But tell us what they are.
Well, a mastermind group is it's different than a networking group, Jim. It's an opportunity for people to get together, coordinate their knowledge and their effort in a spirit of cooperation and support. And you're right, there are a number of commercial organizations out there. You mentioned TAP Groups. An organization that I think an awful lot of is Tech.
Mm-hmm. Which they've changed their name.
Yeah, well, you're ahead of me then.
In the last year, a few months or so, they changed it to Visage.
You know, I knew that.
Tech has become Visage now.
Yes, I knew that. I apologize.
But you're exactly right. But you know what? A lot of people who've heard of them probably hadn't heard that they changed their name.
No,
so
that's
anyway,
good.
But just to be technically correct, that's it. But it's the same group.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Well,
That's an international group.
Yes, it is.
Whereas Tab Boards is national, I think.
Uh-huh. And I guess my thought is this: that the most benefit comes from organizations that you can put together yourself. Now, one of the big advantages of Visage and Tap Boards and so forth is that you've got a professional facilitator there involved in the program, and that adds a lot. There's no question about that.
They're sort of the ringleader, aren't they?
Yeah,
they sort of ride herd on the group.
They do, and we found. They're pretty expensive. They can be. They require a pretty big investment, and not all small business owners and entrepreneurs are able to really afford that, and that's a shame because we've seen a lot of good come from those. But the kind of mastermind group that I'm talking about is one that you put together yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Call it, like that old Beatles song, remember? A little help from my friends.
That's exactly right. A little help from my friends.
Yeah, that's right.
And so have you started one of these yourself?
We've started a couple. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I've helped to start three that I've been involved in. And I've been involved in some others. My protege, if you will, I felt that he needed to belong to a mastermind group. And so I was kind of instrumental in getting him together with some other people and formed a couple of mastermind groups that he's in. But I've been in three. The largest is about 10 folks, and we're still together. And we meet the first Tuesday of every month for lunch, And that gives us an opportunity to exchange ideas. And it's a pretty informal group. You know, we don't have a lot of requirements. Whoever's available, whoever's not booked and working, and we're all speaking.
And you don't necessarily, in that group, you don't necessarily bring your financials and lay your company out, you know, fillet your company right out on the table. Some of these mastermind groups, some of these more formal, like tab boards and some of those, you know, they actually, the group actually becomes your, like a board of directors.
Well, it sort of does, and it depends on how formal they are. And the three that I belong to, I mentioned the one, I call that the lunch bunch. And then there's another one, a good friend of yours, Mark Mayberry, is in that group.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there are five of us in that group, and we're a little more intense, a little more formalized.
Is that the one that also well, there's somebody else.
Gene Greisman.
Gene Greisman.
No, he's in the lunch bunch, and Mark's
in the lunch bunch,
bunch also.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in both of those.
Right. Hang on to that thought, Mike. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Mike Stewart's our guest. We're talking about mastermind groups. Very important, folks, that I really, really encourage you to think about this, and it'll help you not only run your business, it'll help you get more sales and make more profits, I promise. Tony Taylor will be right back with our good friend Mike Stewart. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This is a little song from the Birds there from way back. That's from the Wayback Machine, isn't it? Yeah. Mike Stewart is our guest. Mike, you remember that song, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You're almost old enough to remember that song.
I guarantee you.
Mike, give us your website, please.
It's stewartsalesdynamics.com.
All right. And they can find your book there?
stewartsalesdynamics.com. And our toll-free number is 866-515-0022.
Check it out, folks. And as I say, Mike's book, Close More Sales, is there. Persuasion Skills That Boost Your Selling Power. And I encourage you to check it out. We're talking about mastermind groups and how the concept and the practice of attending regularly these groups of people who you wind up caring about each other, don't you?
Yes, you do. And
you wind up wanting the other person to be successful, and you think about them during the month, and when you get back together you say, you know, I've been thinking about something you said and I got an idea about that.
Exactly. And the way ours work is that we, especially the smaller group, the five person group, and we meet about once every couple of months. We take a day and meet about every 2 months.
For a whole day?
Yes. And then I was just on the phone yesterday with a friend, and they're in a national. These are local groups that I'm in, but they're in a national group, and they are. I think there's seven people in that group,
mm-hmm.
Four women and three guys, and they meet once a quarter, and this week they're in San Diego. So, you know, they're very, very serious.
So they travel around.
I've noticed, natural.
Right.
I've noticed
some industries like that. And one of the things about these groups is confidentiality is a corner of the realm, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And there are several things about the groups that, and I really encourage our listeners to consider this, because it's so hard to have the discipline to take the action that we know how to take. And that's in the last 2 months, virtually every group that I work with got it. They understood exactly what we were talking about. They put together a plan of action that was specific and time framed, and they knew what they needed to do. And as we facilitated the discussion, and one of these groups, a couple of these groups were pretty large. One of them was a couple hundred people. But, you know, we allowed discussion and so forth. And one of the things that came out of there in virtually every group was that they were concerned that they wouldn't go back and do what we had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And mastermind groups became the answer. You know, all of us have been through training, Jim, where we had really good ideas and we saw how those ideas would help us to achieve our goals,
right,
whether it was business management, executive decisions, sales, or whatever it might be. But then we'd go back and try it for a little while, but then 3 months later, we weren't doing it anymore.
It would erode. We'd let those disciplines erode. And
that's exactly right.
And finally fall off the wagon.
That's right. And when you've got, you're accountable to your friends, or you're accountable to people, and I like to say you're morally accountable,
mm-hmm,
to people who care about you and you care about.
You don't want to let them down.
No, you don't.
It's always good to have a little pressure. I mean, just a little bit of pressure on you.
Yeah.
You want to make somebody feel that, you know, that you're worthy of their time and their interest. I mean, if they're going to worry about you, if they're going to think about you, if you go to one of these things, and somebody has the interest in you to ask,
mm-hmm,
you how something went,
mm-hmm,
And you believe they're genuine about it, and you haven't had the interest in yourself to make it happen, that's good pressure on you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you feel guilty. You feel obligated.
It's good obligation.
I agree 100%. And we've all experienced this. If we look back maybe when we were back in school, and, you know, we belong maybe to a sports team,
mm-hmm,
or some other organization, or a sorority, or some kind of a social organization, whatever it may be, you know, we had pressure to perform.
Well, just like your parents. I mean, how many times did you not do something because you knew if your parents found out, they would be disappointed? You know,
exactly.
Never mind that you might get a whipping.
The other way around, I did it and didn't want to.
That's right.
Because I knew I was obligated.
But how have masterminds helped you, Mike?
Oh, you know, in lots of different ways. They've helped with my business plan. They've helped with sorting through different options and selecting the best, making good choices. I would say probably more than anything, mastermind groups have exposed new ideas to me and helped me make good choices. And then beyond that is held me accountable. Because, you know,
mm-hmm,
people care about you. And you don't, as we said, you don't want to let them down.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't wait from meeting to meeting. We're on the phone back and forth, and we constantly are emailing each other back and forth with new ideas or following up to ask.
Really? So during the month, you actually make contact back and forth?
Oh, yeah, it's constant.
Yeah.
And especially, I say it's constant. You know, if I'm working on something, I'm constantly back and forth with them getting their ideas.
Right, and then with you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you likely to have social time with these people or not?
You know, not really. We build social time into our meetings.
It's not necessarily something that would lead to social activity with these people. It could, but it's not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. And we're all busy, and our listeners are all busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but there are a couple of points that I'd like to make real quick.
I want you to hold on to those thoughts, because we got to make a couple of points for our sponsors, and we're going to do that right after these. We're going to talk to Mike to give us those two very important points on mastermind groups, folks. This is very important. This is a way to increase your level of professionalism as a manager, as a salesperson, as a leader of your organization. Tintel, stay with us. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find thousands of articles that I've written and that my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Mike Stewart, who's with us right now. You can find thousands of archives, past interviews that we've done with people like Mike Stewart. He's got a bunch of them up there as well. And you can take fair use possession of them. You can stream them by MP3, or we'll let you download them. Or you can subscribe by RSS, lots of different ways. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Lots of good stuff there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And of course, we also have our other website, which is askjim.biz, which is the small business knowledge base, the only one in the world like it. So check it out and ask questions and get answers immediately. And no barrier to entry in either one of our sites. If you can show up and get there, we'll let you in. Mike Stewart, you had to, we're talking about mastermind groups with Mike Stewart, folks. And Mike, you had a couple of final points you wanted to make about mastermind groups.
I do have one. We had mentioned earlier about sharing financial information and so forth. That's not a requirement. The members, we don't share financial information per se in any of our in any of my mastermind groups, and so it's not necessary to do that. People want to do what's comfortable for them. Mm-hmm. And here's a free resource for the listeners, Jim. If they'll go to my website, which is stuartsalesdynamics.com, and go to contact me and just ask about mastermind groups, I'll give them a link for a free report, how to start and maintain a mastermind group.
Wow. Thank you for that. And that's Stuart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, salesdynamics.com.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Mike. I appreciate you making that available. So now back on the financials, when you go to, when you join something like Tab Boards or Tech, or I should say Visage now, I think that in those typically you kind of lay your thing, everything out on the table, and they help each other, and it's very productive. They help each other sort of, you know, increase their margins, lower their expenses, drive their sales. I mean, they actually work with each other, and there's no competitor in any of these groups. You know, only one car dealer, only one manufacturer of a, or whatever, But I can see where some people might be, at least in the early stages of this kind of development, might be reticent to bring all that financial stuff. So I could see where a mastermind group, sort of an ad hoc type of semi-formal mastermind group like the ones you're talking about, Mike, I could see where those would be at least a good place to get started.
Well, yeah, and they're excellent. And I think, frankly, that, you know, in our business, in our profession, a lot of us are facilitators. So we bring that skill to our group. And I'm surprised. I just spoke to a group of small business owners out in Las Vegas week before last, and had an opportunity to do some work with them before, with a number of them before, and then during the program. I was pleasantly surprised at the management and facilitation skills of a couple of people that were in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's good to be formalized and belong to a national organization, but I'll tell you, the power can come locally.
That's
because
right.
Because you're all dealing in the same marketplace, and you all have the same situation and the same types of problems.
Well, and Mike, think about this. Okay, here you are. You run your business. You're around your employees all the time. You all know what each other knows. And then you go to a meeting for an hour a month, and you introduce to new ideas, new ways of thinking. Maybe somebody went somewhere and learned something and brought it back, and then you show back up at the business with these new ideas,
and you
stick those in your employees' heads, and now everybody's smarter.
That's exactly right. And, you know, an hour a month, that's one format. But most mastermind groups I'm familiar with, Jim, meet no more often than, say, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And for a little longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And but the most powerful ones, the ones that really get the most done, meet longer than that.
And, you know, you said something earlier at the very beginning, Mike, about some of the expense of some of the formal ones, like Tab Boards or Visage. And you said, you know, maybe some people can't afford it. But the truth is, and a lot of people will say, well, you know what, we're so busy, I can't afford to join a mastermind group and be gone that long. Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you what, folks. Maybe you can't afford not to.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's one thing to think about. Mike, give us that website again, please.
It is Stuart Sales Dynamics. StuartSalesDynamics.com.
And the book is called Close More Sales. That's where you can find it there. Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks a million, Jim.
Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world in harm's way on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. We are very proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.